USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly a dozen people are confirmed dead and more than 150 remain missing from the collapsed condo building in Surfside, Florida, a suburb of Miami. Families of the missing visited the scene Sunday as rescuers kept digging through the rubble, giving hope that someone could yet be alive somewhere underneath the broken concrete and twisted metal. Mayor Charles Burkett Sunday on NBC News.
We are going to continue looking for our residents and pulling them out until we get everybody out of that rubble. That's all we're doing.
A 2018 report may have exposed the faults of the building.
We're now doing a really deep dive into the documentation, into the communications that had been had over the years with that particular building.
A Pentagon spokesman said strikes were launched at operational and weapons storage facilities at three locations in Iraq and Syria Sunday evening in retaliation for drone strikes at U.S. military personnel in recent days. USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone. So download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
A woman holding a sign as the Tour de France bicycle race got underway caused a major crash. She then fled the scene and is now the subject of a manhunt. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The fan who inadvertently caused a major pileup on the first day of the Tour de France could be facing a jail term as police have launched their search for the culprit. Jumbo Visma cyclist Tony Martin was on the right-hand side of the pack as they raced away from the starting line and could do little to avoid the fan, who was facing away from the group and showing the sign to the passing cameras.
Anywhere behind Tony Martin and to his left, most likely you're going to go down. You really don't have a chance.
Road is super narrow. You see his crash there, and the domino effect just spreads it all the way across and closes this road down. So the guys from the back, along with the ditch on the right and left side of the road, there's no place to go. You just have to go right into the pile.
Sound courtesy of NBC Sports. From the West Texas USA Radio Newsroom, I'm Brad Bernards.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Delta variant of COVID-19 has hit about 20% of unvaccinated Americans. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus continues to spread through the U.S., where more than 20% of new cases are of that strain. That number is significantly higher in the U.K., where the variant became the dominant strain a few weeks ago, and now 99% of new cases are of the Delta variant. But new case numbers there are not as high as in past surges, and the majority of hospitalizations are occurring in unvaccinated people. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes the U.S. will have a similar experience with the variant. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that areas of the country with low vaccination rates could see dense outbreaks.
The experience in the U.S. is likely to be similar. We have a population that also has a lot of immunity in it through both vaccination and prior infection. But there are social compartments in the U.S., both geographic and social compartments, where you have under vaccination and you don't have a lot of immunity in the population. It's particularly rural parts in the South, particularly. You're seeing what's happening in Missouri right now, where about 60% of the infections are the Delta variant. And so that's a reflection of the fact that you have parts of the United States where we don't have a lot of vaccination, and we also don't have a lot of prior infection.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In the best-of-seven series, Game 1 of hockey's Stanley Cup Final is Monday night from Tampa, Florida. This year, the Montreal Canadiens and Tampa Bay Lightning are the best in the land. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.